Did they find your gloves?
No, the busboy couldn't find them anywhere.
Well, where'd you go right after the restaurant?
Nowhere. I hopped in a cab and came straight home.
Oh, that's where you left them. People leave all kinds of things in taxis. Umbrellas, gloves, muffins.
Muffins?
Yes, 3 blueberry and 3 banana nut. I bought them at the bakery around the corner from the office. Come on.
Where are you going?
We're going to buy you some new gloves.
No, forget it. I'll just keep my hands in my pocket.
I've got a better idea. Taxi!
What are you doing?
Well, you never know. We might get lucky.
You don't suppose people leave diamond bracelets in cabs?
Possibly.
Taxi!
$20.
Girls, would you straighten those photographs before you come downstairs?
Isn't there a law against construction working on Sunday mornings?
No, I talked to the police. There's no law against spitting off scaffoldings, working on weekends, or scratching a beer belly in a residential neighborhood.
Couldn't we try reasoning with them?
How can you reason with someone whose entire vocabulary consists of, hey, chicky baby?
Are they straight?
Perfect. Leave them!
I can't believe this. How can Kate sleep through all of it?
She can't. She went out for milk.
I think she's back.
They say New Yorkers aren't friendly.
You think those guys never seen a woman before? Don't any of them have mothers?
Yeah, one of them does, Chip.
Well, what's he doing out there?
Oh, he's waiting around for his friend Lewis. They're going to hang around picking up good bricks and bad habits. Then they're going to stick around until they tear the building down.
Oh, your priceless World's Fair ashtray.
I'll think of a price. I'll add it to the list.
What list?
The bill I'm presenting the construction company.
What are you going to call this, a ceramic knick-knack?
Nuh-uh. Valuable objet d'art.
Oh, I can't stand this anymore. Can we go out to breakfast?
Oh, Ellie's making French toast.
I'll dump it. Kate, you go downstairs and put the wash in the dryer. I'll clean up here. Girls, you go upstairs and get dressed.
What restaurant are we going to?
I don't care where we go as long as we go now.
Okay.
French toast.
Okay, Lewis, are gone.
This is a nice house.
It's okay.
Wow, a brand new 19-inch remote control color TV.
Yeah, want a glass of milk?
Yes, please. Milk has something for everybody. I learned that on TV.
My mom doesn't like me to watch too much.
Why?
I don't know. She wants me to read books.
That's hard. I used to watch with Mr. O'Malley. I like the shows where people win valuable prizes best.
Who's Mr. O'Malley?
He took care of the building in back. He let me live there after my mother died. But then some workmen came and I had to move.
Want some more?
Yes, please.
Where do you live now?
No place. When Mr. O'Malley left, I moved into the basement next door, but a lady found me and said I had to go away. I scared her.
I scared my sister yesterday.
You did?
Yeah, I hid in the clothes hamper with my squirt gun. She really screamed.
Do you have a basement?
Yeah.
Maybe I could live there.
I don't think you'd like it down there. You could share my room if you want.
Oh, no. My mother told me never to impose. That means I'm not supposed to live with anyone. The basement would be good. I like having my own room.
Okay, we'll ask my mom and Kate when they get home.
Oh, no, they'll be scared of me, like that lady.
Well, they won't.
I'm afraid they'll make me go away. Can we make it a secret?
Well, I guess so.
Okay, we'll make it a secret. I know the secret of making great coffee.
I don't like coffee.
I like coffee, but I like milk better. May I have more milk?
Sure. Come on, I'll show you the basement.
Okay.
Hey, check the great legs on that brunette.
Hey! Allie, they were whistling at all of us.
Right. Check out the brunette with the legs was for all of us.
You get whistled at, too.
Oh, I didn't know the teapots counted.
What's the big deal?
Yeah, isn't it sexist and degrading to be whistled at?
Well, yes and no. It's sexist if they do, but it's degrading if they don't.
Okay. Breakfast, $12.95. Movies, popcorn, etc., $30.
Kate, why don't you run downstairs and get the laundry? It's probably dry by now. We've been gone all day.
Okay. Hey, Jim, what's in the pictures up? This one's really good.
Yeah.
Didn't Mom buy milk this morning?
Uh-huh. She bought a quart.
What'd she do with it?
It was right over there.
Oh, no. Another thing for your list.
My favorite vase.
Hey, you guys! Even Fred Flintstone knocks off at 5!
You have to speak their language.
Oh, they are going to pay for this.
What's your price?
$1,000.
Allie, that vase is not worth $1,000.
How do you know?
I gave it to you for your anniversary.
How much did it cost?
$15.
$15 is all you thought of my anniversary?
That's all I thought of your marriage.
I'll forgive you since you folded the laundry.
No, I didn't. It was already folded.
Hi.
Hi. Where'd you get the hat?
The construction guys gave it to me. Lewis and I watched him tear down the building. It was great.
Chip? I know this is a crazy question, but did you go down in the laundry, take the clothes out of the dryer, and fold them?
Yeah.
That was very sweet.
Oh, Lewis told me to. He helps out his mother.
I like this boy. When am I going to meet him?
He had to go home.
Hey, Chip. Great pictures.
Oh, Lewis made it. I better go check. I got all the laundry. Lewis?
Hi, Chip. I was hiding because I thought you were the lady who took the laundry. Did she like how I folded it?
Yeah, only you shouldn't have done that.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's just that they might have found you.
Oh, I did it to pay for the milk I drank.
It's okay. I told them I did it.
I fixed up my room. Want to see?
Sure. Oh, wow. This is neat.
Thank you. I even have music.
Oh, that's nice.
This is my mother and my Aunt Maureen. My mother called her Mo.
Your mother's pretty.
Do you think she's as pretty as the lady in front of curtain number 3?
I guess so.
My mom was real smart. She could answer the questions on the TV shows. And she used to teach me how to play games. I like to play games.
Me too.
Do you know a game we can play?
All my games are upstairs. If I brought them down, my mom would get suspicious.
My mom never got suspicious. She liked to play games.
Do you miss her?
Yes. But she's waiting for me in heaven. When I go to heaven, everybody's going to like me. She told me.
I like you now.
I like you, too.
Hey, I know a game we can play.
Will we win valuable prizes?
No, it's just for fun.
Okay.
I'll think of a number between 1 and 100, and you try and guess what it is.
What?
I haven't thought of it yet.
Oh.
Okay, I thought of a number, now you guess what it is.
1.
Higher.
2?
Nope, higher.
3.
Maybe we better play something else.
Want to play Go Fish? I have some cards.
Sure, only I haven't played in a while, so you'll have to show me.
Okay. It's my deck, so that makes me the returning champion, and you're the challenger. Now, we each get 7 cards. Will you help me count?
Okay. 1.
1.
Allie, did you have to wake me up? Couldn't you have gone downstairs, checked it out, and told me about it in the morning?
Oh, thanks, Mother Courage. Come on.
Oh, for crying out loud, Allie. It's probably just the television. One of the kids probably left it on. See?
I suppose one of the kids glued my vase back together, too.
The milk is back.
What is going on?
Allie!
Don't be scared!
You.
I'm Lewis.
You're Lewis?
I was just watching TV. Honest, I didn't hurt anything.
Lewis, what are you doing up here?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get us in trouble.
What's going on?
Well, we're not exactly sure yet. Go back to bed.
Who's he?
This is my friend Lewis. He used to live in the house out back before they tore it down. Now he doesn't have any place to live.
Oh.
So I said he could live in our basement.
Lewis, did you fold our laundry today?
Uh-huh. Did I do it wrong?
No, you did it great. Everything's gonna be okay.
You're not mad?
No, we're not mad.
And you're not scared?
No, we're not scared. We're just a little surprised. I'm Kate.
Lewis.
I know.
Does that mean I can stay?
Better make some coffee.
I know the secret of making great coffee.
So this is Lewis. Lewis, do you have any relatives?
I have an aunt, but I don't know where she lives. I have a picture of her in my box. Would you like to see it?
Yeah.
I know where it is. I'll get it.
Do you know your aunt's name?
Maureen. My mother called her Mo.
Does she have a last name? Was your aunt's name the same as your mother's?
No, my mother's name was Mary.
This is going to be a lot tougher than I thought.
Lewis, do you have any friends?
Chip's my friend.
Can you tell us anything about yourself?
I'm a Gemini. My birthday's in June, a popular month for weddings. That's my mother and my Aunt Mo. Don't they look like charming contestants?
Dallas, 1965. Lewis, do you know anybody in Dallas?
Uh-huh.
Great, who?
Miss Ellie and J.R. and Ray and Sue Ellen.
No, I think we better finish this discussion in the morning.
You mean it's okay if I sleep in the basement?
No, I'm sorry, Lewis. We insist that you sleep on our couch tonight.
Yay!
What about tomorrow?
We'll think of something.
This is nice. I like you guys.
Oh, that poor guy. Living in a basement alone all that time. What are we going to do?
Oh, we'll think of something.
You know, I've never met anybody like Lewis before.
I did. Max's sister. She was the only one of my in-laws that I ever liked.
How do you act around them?
Just be yourself.
How does he live on his own? I mean, what if he gets on the wrong bus or he tries to pay for something and they overcharge him?
Heck, that happens to me. That's not being handicapped. That's being in New York.
I thought you went back to bed.
Are you going to let Lewis live here?
Honey, this apartment is overcrowded as it is. Besides, Lewis needs special attention. He's different from other grown-ups.
Yeah, he's a lot more fun.
That's not what I mean.
I know what you mean. He's not as smart as other grown-ups, right?
Right.
How come?
How come?
Chip, you know that all people are born different, right?
Right.
Some are tall, some are short, some are black, some are white, some are smart.
Get to the people like Lewis.
Well, people like Lewis are different in a special sort of way.
Because they're dumb?
No, don't say that.
Why?
because that's not nice.
It's also not true. Being dumb is when you don't do your best, like if you don't study for a test and then you fail. That's being dumb. Lewis isn't dumb. He's always doing his best.
And why isn't he as smart as other grown-ups?
Well, a part of him just didn't grow up.
So sad.
Yeah, it is.
Wait a minute, you guys. There's an upside to this.
What?
Yeah, what?
Do you remember when I taught you to play basketball a few years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Do you remember what a huge thrill it was when you sunk your first basket?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And no basket was ever quite as good as that first one, was it?
No.
No.
Well, for Lewis, every basket is just like the first one. Every basket, every home run, every movie. All the little things that most people take for granted. And they'll always be special to him. Maybe that's why they call people like Lewis special. Because they're best at the thing that's most important of all. Being happy.
It's okay if he's my friend?
Oh, it's better than okay. It's special. Now hit the road.
Okay.
Night, kid.
Night.
Good night, pal.
Love you. Emma.
It's funny. For everything that's taken, something's given.
Right.
You know, in a way, people like Lewis are lucky.
So are the people that get to know them.
Good night.
Night, John boy.
Lewis.
Good morning, Allie.
What are you doing?
I'm making potatoes. And I set the table for breakfast. Is it okay?
Well, it's fine. It's perfect.
Thank you.
Can I give you a hand with that?
Oh, I make good potatoes. I don't know why they turn out so good, but they do.
Well, just be careful, Lewis, because that pan gets very hot.
Good morning.
Hi, Kate. I set the table and I'm making potatoes.
Oh, terrific. This is pretty good, old buddy. Just a few things that aren't quite right.
But Allie said it was perfect.
Well, it's almost perfect. Just a few things need adjustments. For instance, this is an orange juice glass. Goes right there. But this is for brandy, and we almost never drink brandy for breakfast.
I sometimes have brandy for breakfast. I forgot they like orange juice.
This is a cereal bowl, but this is for salad.
Gotcha. See, Allie? The small ones are for cereal.
Gotcha. Oh, those potatoes smell fantastic.
They really do. Can I taste them?
Mm-hmm. But be careful. The pan gets real hot.
Oh, Lewis, those are delicious. They're perfect.
Kate, would you taste them? Allie always says that.
No, this time I mean it. These are good.
Oh, she's telling you the truth, Lewis. These are perfect.
Oh, it smells so good.
Yeah.
Lewis is cooking potatoes, and they're terrific.
All right, Lewis.
Well, I guess Lewis has got some hidden talents.
I didn't handle the table setting situation very well, did I?
Oh, relax. If he does something wrong, just show him how to do it right. He's never going to learn anything if we condescend to him.
Right.
Mm, these are fabulous, Lewis.
It's nothing.
It's really nothing. Maybe you could teach my mom.
He does not know the secret to making great coffee.
Do you have any fours?
Darn it.
I'm winning.
Just luck.
Here's Mom.
Hi, guys.
Mom, we heard whistling.
I couldn't help myself. There's a guy out there with a body of death.
You whistled at a construction worker?
Fair is fair. Lewis, what happened to your shirt?
I tore it by accident.
Then you're missing some buttons. Take off your shirt.
Are you going to fix it?
No, you are. I'll show you how.
Okay. I'll try anything.
See you later, Lewis.
Stick around, pal. You should learn how to do this, too. Okay, Lewis. Oh, this is threaded. Good. Okay. First, you have to put the thread through that little hole in the needle. Okay, that's really easy to do. And you make a knot on the end, like this.
Here's Mom. Hi, guys. What are you doing?
Allie's teaching me to sew.
Terrific. Well, I spent my day down at City Hall. Do I have any red tape on the bottom of my shoes?
Nope.
What'd you find out?
Louis, I've got great news for you. First of all, you're eligible for federal aid. And secondly, they are going to help us find a really nice home where you can live.
That's terrific.
Yeah, that's great.
You want me to go away?
Not at all. We just want to find you a nice home so you don't have to live in basements.
I thought you liked me.
Of course we like you.
Then why are you sending me away?
No, Louis, you're not sending me away.
You're sending me away because you don't like me.
Louis!
Oh, no.
He thinks you're trying to get rid of him.
Yeah, but you know that's not true, don't you, Chip?
Yeah, I understand.
Now all we have to do is make Louis understand.
Maybe his best friend could explain it to him.
I'll try anything.
Good boy. Tell him that we're going to find him a nice place. If he doesn't like it, we're not going to make him stay there.
Louis, don't you want the light on?
I don't care.
What are you doing?
Packing my things.
You don't have to do that.
Yes, I do. Kate and Allie don't like me because I don't do things right.
But they do like you. I don't always do things right and they like me.
Then why are they sending me away?
They're not sending you away. You can't live in other people's basements all by yourself. Don't you get lonely?
Yes.
They just want you to live someplace where there are people to teach you things and take care of you.
But if I go away, I won't see you anymore.
Yes, you will.
Shirley went away and Laverne didn't see her anymore.
My mom said you can visit me here whenever you want and I can visit you at the new place.
What if I don't like the new place?
Kate said that the new place is really great.
But what if I don't like the new place?
Then you'll have to run away and I'll hide you again.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Wanna play another game of goldfish?
Can we finish learning to sew? I like that.
Sure, come on.
Come on, guys. Allie, we're home!
We're home, Allie!
How'd it go?
Great.
It's great.
Great.
They have three TVs.
One is state-of-the-art in a beautiful walnut cabinet.
So you like it?
Very much. Thank you.
There's a waiting list, but they think they'll have room for Louis in about a month.
So Louis is going to stay with us.
If it's okay with you.
Okay. I planned on it. Follow me. You ready?
Ready.
Ta-da!
You like it, Louis?
I feel like I chose curtain number 3 and won a lot of valuable prizes.
Isn't this neat, Louis?
Check it out.
Look at this. See?
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing, and things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.